Asian American women between the ages of 18 and 24 are more likely to attempt suicide than other ethnic groups and less likely to seek therapy or counseling. That, according to a new study from a Boston University researcher who spent the last 5 years studying why. Based on this research, Wellesley College is starting a unique support group to meet the mental health needs of its Asian American students. WBUR's Tanya Mosley looks at why the numbers are so high and how this support group aims to help.
This is all my books.
This is a big day. Lily Lou is moving into her first apartment. Her mom helps her unpack boxes filled with college memories, old textbooks, and photographs.
Oh, this is my diploma, my Wellesley diploma.
Lou graduated from Wellesley College in May with a degree in political science. From the first day she set foot on Wellesley's campus, Lou had grand ambitions.
If you had asked me this 4 years ago, I might have said I wanted to be president of the United States. How's that for ultimate goals?
As she pulls out that diploma from her duffel bag.
Look, this is my Chinese name. Actually, it's funny. Our school originally wasn't going to print our Chinese or other language names, and a bunch of students and I, complained and was like, this is not okay, you should do this.
The push to get Wellesley College to print both her American and Chinese names is symbolic. Lou has spent her entire life navigating two identities. She switches back and forth from speaking Chinese with her mother to English with me.
My mom's a little tired. I think we might unpack the rest of stuff after dinner.
Straddling two cultures is a familiar story for the children of immigrants. Socially, Western and some Eastern societies operate differently. Boston University researcher Hyatt Chris Hom says Asian cultures typically value the we, family, groups, and teams. An Asian person's identity is often shaped by being part of a group. In the United States, Americans typically value the self. We're praised for excelling as an individual and being unique. Professor Hom believes this causes a fractured identity, specifically for Asian women born to immigrant parents in America, and they're most affected as they grow into womanhood between the ages of 18 and 24.
Asian American women's mental health is under attack right now. They have the second highest suicide rate in America.
Second only to Native American women of this age group.
Their suicide rate is higher than white and black and Hispanic. So we're talking about really, really serious issue.
Chinese, Korean, and Vietnamese American-born women operate under a unique set of circumstances, says Hom. They're often paralyzed by the deep desire to satisfy their parents' expectations while rebelling against the image of the perfect Asian woman. And most don't seek therapy.
The profound reason that these women talked about was mismatch between their mental health problems and the currently existing mental health intervention.
As part of her research, Hom says almost all of the women she interviewed told her they feared counselors and therapists would not understand the unique position of feeling split between Western and Eastern cultures. Lily Lou and several students at Wellesley College took part in Hom's study.
You know, I didn't want to go to a therapist and say all these things and then have to be like, oh, but I love my mom, or oh, but I love my parents. You know, yeah, because if someone truly, really understood where I was coming from, I wouldn't need to say that. They would know, like, of course you do.
The National Institutes of Health has called on Hom to create an intervention, part support group, part counseling. It's called AWARE, which stands for Asian Woman's Action for Resilience and Empowerment. This fall, Wellesley College will be the first university in the nation to implement the intervention on its campus. Asian women make up nearly 22% of the student population. Over the summer, staff and faculty trained with Hom on ways to serve the needs of its Asian American students.
Programs like AWARE have great potential to improve the lives of Asian American students at Wellesley and beyond.
Wellesley psychology professor Stephen Chen will be conducting research on the outcomes of the AWARE group.
We hope that by taking the lead in piloting this program, we can help build greater awareness for the needs of college students all across the nation.
Lou says she wishes AWARE was at Wellesley College when she was an undergrad. A few summers ago, during an internship on Capitol Hill, Lou says she was the only Asian American. And as she looked around, she noticed something.
sometimes, and especially for Asian Americans, I feel like because Asian Americans have this like model minority myth or sort of like the invisible minority, it comes with this privilege of like, sometimes when you don't mention you're not white, white people forget it. But the minute that you start agitating or the minute that you start reminding them, hey, I didn't grow up with the same traditions as you, then they remember, oh, you're not one of us. And then they start shutting you out of things, you know?
After being a part of Ham's study, Lou realized she didn't want to be silent about her split identity as a Chinese American. And she didn't want to have to conform to be part of a political system.
It wasn't just that I thought I couldn't do well in those spaces. It was that I thought I could do well. But that doing well meant putting certain parts of myself aside. And that's not emotionally healthy and not spiritually healthy. And realizing that whatever I do in my life, I want to bring my whole self to.
Lou doesn't want to be president of the United States anymore. But she does want other Asian American women to know that they can be fully Asian and American, and that it's okay to talk out loud about how hard navigating both identities can be. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.